Over the past 3 weeks in Ketchikan, state public health nurses have recorded more than 200 COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths on the community's pandemic dashboard, though not all of those have been recorded in statewide data. State health officials say data backlogs have slowed reporting. Ketchikan City Council member Sam Bergeron asked about reactivating the local emergency operations center that, until about a month ago, had coordinated the local response to the pandemic. Ketchikan's EOC stood down on July 23rd after several weeks of low COVID-19 case numbers.
So when the EOC ceased operation, was there any contingency that was stated that would bring the EOC back?
Abner Hogue, Ketchikan's fire chief and emergency manager, said the EOC could be reactivated if the pandemic or any other emergency threatened to overwhelm the resources available to fight it. He said he's working with local organizations to provide expertise, but there's not much else that local officials can do to help.
I've had discussions with public health. I had a discussion with them last week. What else can we do? Is there something we should be doing and that you need help with? And there isn't anything.
He says local medical providers have adequate supplies and Ketchikan's hospital is not in danger of being overwhelmed. He said Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center currently has 5 beds for COVID-19 patients and could quickly expand that to 13. He says the EOC provided a list of local healthcare workers that could be called in to help with a future surge. He said he wasn't convinced that reactivating the EOC or implementing a mandatory mask rule or limiting capacity within businesses would have much effect. He pointed to places like Sitka, which has an active EOC.
Look at the places that are doing it and they're still having the cases. I don't see that as a solution. And I wouldn't hesitate to tell you if I thought it was a solution.
Hogue said there is one thing that could be done to mitigate the effects of the surge.
What we really need is we need people to get vaccinated. That's still a need. We've done tons of advertising on that. We've made those vaccines available. And I'm not sure what the change is going to be that's going to convince people they need to get vaccinated at this point. But I don't think that there's any way for us to force that to happen. There's no way for you as policymakers to force that to happen.
The latest state data shows that 94% of COVID-19 deaths and 92% of hospitalizations this year have occurred in people who are not fully vaccinated. The rest are statistically small breakthrough cases. No vaccine is 100% effective. Assistant City Manager Lacey Simpson said the city has no plans to track which of its workers are vaccinated, nor have city officials discussed mandating COVID-19 vaccines for its employees, as some employers, including Peace Health, have done. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.